أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسارق والسارقة فقطعوا أيديهما جزاء بما كسبا نكالا من الله والله عزيز حكيم. A few ayats before this, Allah Ta'ala explained one other capital crime, and that is highway robbery, where people rob people and kill them also. So two crimes they commit, that is they rob them and kill them also, which is called Saraqai Kubra, the big theft. And here now in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains Saraqai Sughra, the small theft where only wealth somebody, a person steals without harming the person, then what is the punishment for that person? So that Allah Ta'ala explains, وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ, or chori karne wala mard, or chori karne wali aurat, whether it is a man or a woman who steals and commits this capital crime, which is a very serious crime, stealing. And today it is like regarded as a small thing, like shoplifting, etc. People don't regard it so serious, but in the Islamic light it is a very serious crime. So those people who steal and do not harm the person, injure the person, kill the person, only they steal, those like pickpockets, etc., then for them the punishment is فَقَطَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا, kaat dalo unke haath, their hands must be cut, that is the right hand from the wrist must be cut. And this is not the punishment for the goods what they stole, but for the act of stealing. The goods what they stole, that is hukukul ibad, and that still has to be returned again and repaid again. But the act of stealing is hakullah, is the right of Allah Ta'ala. So that they should not have stolen. Allah's command is that a person must not steal. Jaza'am bima kasaba, saza hai unki kamai ki. This is a punishment for what they have done, not for what they have stolen, not the goods that they have stolen, but the act of stealing. It is a punishment for the act of stealing. Nakalam min Allah, tanbih hai Allah ke taraf se. And this is a warning from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And we find that when just the law be passed, just when Islamic law came into action, and the law was passed that for stealing, the hand will be cut, then crime, almost stealing, almost came to an end already. But unfortunately, as Maulana Idris Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali writes in his Bayanul Quran, that since that is no more taking place, cutting of hands, the capital crime. So now, and the other laws of various, whatever punishments are now fixed by the law courts, by the country, by the laws, and by the judges, etc., crime has become very common. Everywhere, crime is like those. For example, perhaps South Africa is regarded as one of the most crime-ridden countries, or any other country, but crime has become common in the world. Everywhere there is crime. So this is because that law is not there. Just the passing of that law will already stop crime. And if one, two examples are made, and this also is not to be done somewhere secretly in a cell or somewhere, but openly, in public it is supposed to be done, and the people see it, everyone will take a lesson. And people will live, the law-abiding citizens will live in peace. There won't be any of this crime. Wallahu azizun hakeem. Or Allah ghalib hai hikmat wala. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the all-powerful. Al-ghalibu ala kulli shay, wala yaghlibuhu shay. Allah Ta'ala overpowers everyone and everything. And everyone and everything together cannot forget, overpower Allah, not cause one dent, one little bit of any harm to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has made this law, and He is Hakim, the All-Wise, who knows what maslihat, goodness is of now and of the future also. And according to that great wisdom and knowledge of Allah Ta'ala and kindness to people, Allah Ta'ala has made this law. Unfortunately, we all just look at it superficially and we feel it a very hard law. And very the capital punishments in Islam we regard as very severe, cutting of hands, etc., stoning to death, etc. But all that, there is great, great wisdom and great goodness for man at large. One or two examples are made, and then the rest of the population live in peace and in harmony. So therefore, very important that at least we make dua for Islamic law to be enforced in the world again. And that Allah give us all tawfiq, and then the world will become a peaceful place to live in. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.